everyone, and welcome to the New York Irish Hour. I'm your host, Andy Cooney. Let's begin with a track from my latest album. It was written by New York Irishman Tommy Mulvihill about growing up in an Irish neighborhood in the Bronx. This is Keep the Tradition Alive.
There'll be music and singing and dancing as the friends and the neighbors arrive. The fiddlers will blow and the spirits will flow, and we'll keep the tradition alive. Let's keep the tradition alive. I'm a young minstrel man, a proud Irish stock, and I keep the tradition alive. The street I was born was an emerald block, with O'Briens and O'Neills on each side. Each ruddy-faced row would speak with the brogue. It's where you were back home in Ireland. And the sights and the sounds of that tenement town was the Irish experience in my land. There'll be music and singing and dancing as the friends and the neighbors arrive. The fiddlers will bow and the spirits will flow, and we'll keep the tradition alive. Let's keep the tradition alive. Oh, and now all the music is fading away. Where are the old songs we sang then? The doors have been closed to the old Irish ways and may never be opened again. So what must we do between me and you? Our children must be our salvation. So it's up to each one of our daughters and sons to keep up the Irish tradition. There'll be music and singing and dancing as the friends and the neighbors arrive. The fiddlers will bow and the spirits will flow, and we'll keep the tradition alive. Let's keep the tradition alive. We'll keep the tradition alive. Let's keep the tradition alive.
What a great song. Thank you all for making my new album, Take Her In Your Arms, a great success. Keep her going, Bernie Heaney.
Gather up the pots and the old tin cans, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran, and run like the devil from the excise man. Keep the smoke from boys and Barney. Oh,
That's Bernie Heaney with the Hills of Connemara on the New York Irish Hour. Here's a brand new release from Hank Weddle. Hank is another New York Irishman. He's been living in County Cork for the last 25 years or so. It's a Cork song, and it's the Rakes of Mallow.
Once there was a town so sweet with chocolate milk and sugar beet, majestically the dancing feet, hurrah, the Rakes of Mallow. Now I look around the town, I search for ghosts that can't be found. When all the world is closing down, where are the Rakes of Mallow? Sinking, ever breaking, never thinking, live the Rakes of Mallow. Spending faster than it comes, money doesn't walk, it runs. Bacchus' true begotten sons are the Rakes of Mallow. Living short but merry lives, going where the devil drives, having sweethearts, never wives, live the Rakes of Mallow.
Life's a mess, and you need to ease your stress. Just put on your party dress and meet the gang at Mallow. Kaylee, bandits, bikers, malls, cutie pies and baby dolls. Loads of room for one and all among the Rakes of Mallow. The next day you don't feel so hot, might have been that extra shot. They've seen worse or maybe not among the Rakes of Mallow.
At home about to die after drinking Mallow dry. Why oh why oh why oh why oh why the Rakes of Mallow. Time to end this wayward life,
take a husband,
take a wife, live in rapture, live in strife, and forever dream of Mallow. You won't be a rolling stone, there I'll make you feel at home. Not all roads will lead to Rome, make your way to Mallow. Still there is a town so sweet where my love and I did meet. Hand in hand down the street, we are the Rakes of Mallow.
That's Hank Weddle with a fresh new version of the Rakes of Mallow. Hank is over here at the moment doing some performances. You can follow him on Facebook. Let's continue with a great young talent from County Tyrone, Kira Fox. Kira will be part of my Irish Cabaret this upcoming March. Here's her latest release, My Belfast Love.
One nameless walk through Ormo Park, one cold grey autumn morning. A diamond bright came into sight, just like a jewel shone. With graciously, you set my heart like a child. I was beguiled, I just had to know.
Press the green button and visit the island of Ireland. See Ireland.com.
Hi, I'm Andy Cooney, and I invite you to join me on my musical tour of Ireland. We'll be leaving from the U.S. on October 2nd and returning on October 12th, 2023. For $28.99, we'll travel to Waterford City and stop in at Waterford Crystal. From there, we'll travel south to the Jameson Middleton Distillery and continue on to Cork City and drop down to Blarney Castle and kiss the Blarney if you fancy. Next, we'll head over to Killarney and go for a good old-fashioned Irish jaunting ride through Killarney National Park. We'll tour the beautiful Ring of Kerry and perhaps join me for a round of golf at the spectacular Killarney Golf Club before making our way up the west coast to the majestic Cliffs of Moher. And we'll have a medieval dinner at Bunratty Castle. Our evenings will be filled with pub crawling, and I'll host some memorable Irish music parties back at our hotel. Your trip includes dinner each night and a full Irish breakfast each morning. We'll have airfare prices shortly, but don't miss this trip of a lifetime. Call Niall at Caddy Tours at 703-938-1300. That's 703-938-1300. Or go to andycooney.com.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl call. Taken you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. The small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall, Mary, when you're free, against the famine and the crown, I rebel, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. The small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. The prison ship sailed out against the sky, for she lived in hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. The small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
Welcome back, everyone. That's Patty Riley with his mega hit from the 1980s, The Fields of Athenry. The song was written by Pete St. John, who sadly passed away this year. It's a song written about a man named Michael who was caught stealing food from his landlord to feed his family back in the mid-1800s during the famine period in Ireland. For this, he is put on a convict ship and forever banished to Australia. Irish performer, songwriter, and recording artist Cathal Dunn, who represented Ireland in 1979 in the Eurovision Song Contest, has written a book called Athenry, influenced by Pete St. John's classic, The Fields of Athenry. It's just been released on Amazon and Kindle. I got a chance to catch up with Cathal on the phone. Hi, Cathal, and welcome to the New York Irish Hour.
Hello, Andy, Mr. C. It's great to hear you, and congratulations on your new podcast. I'm enjoying it. And I see that your listenership is growing week by week.
Well, thank you, Cathal. It's been, you know, what's been really great about it, playing all the new music coming out of Ireland, some great young talent, but also playing my friends like Cathal Dunn.
We've been down the road a few times. Thank you.
Yes, once or twice. Yeah. Well, listen, I have to congratulate you on your new book, Athan Rye. I didn't know you were an author, and Susanna and I enjoyed it very, very much. When did you write it?
Well, I didn't know I was an author either. But it's strange, you know, like the longer I'm away from Ireland, the more Irish I've become, you know. And The Fields of Athan Rye is such an amazing tune. My imagination ran riot one day and I thought this would make a great movie. And I can't do a movie, but I could write a book. So I started researching all about the famine and the pre-famine, post-famine, and the journey, you know, the convict ship to Australia and the time in Australia. And I have my heroes, Liam and Moira. They fall in love pre-famine, the famine starts. Well, and I have two sort of, in the book, there are two parallel stories, one being Moira and her child trying to survive the awful famine years, and Liam being shipped over on the four-month journey, and then the awful time in Australia, and the obsession and the passion that he has for Moira trying to escape back to Ireland. And I'm glad to say that I got a call from Noel Pearson a few months ago. He's the guy that produced My Left Foot with Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And he loved the book. I was amazed. And he said he'd like to do a Netflix mini-series on it. So you'd never know. Maybe before we both die, we might see it in a mini-series.
I think it'll be perfect. It really would be. I hope that comes that all comes to fruition. And I have to say one thing. You got one man to like it, and that's Malachy McCourt. And he's a tough man to please, let me tell you.
Malachy is unique, as we all know. And he's so generous in spirit and his time. He had the generosity to read it.
Well, I have to read the quote. It says, an epic story, a delightful read with a poetic flow. Wow, that is huge. Himself, a New York Times bestseller.
Yeah, well, fair play to him and fair play to his brother, Frank.
There's a beautiful air that's going through the book that was really, really striking. It's called Liam's Air, and it's on your new CD, and it goes throughout the audiobook. It really is beautiful. Where did that inspiration come from, Cathal?
Well, it's a little air that Liam plays at a living wake when a couple are emigrating to America and catches the eye of Moira, and that's a love story. And as you say, it weaves its way through the book. And when Noel Pearson called me about possibly the miniseries, I figured, well, why don't I try and write Liam's Air? And that's what I have now. It's sort of trying to capture the vibe of Moira watching on the cliffs, you know, of Galway, her love leaving on the convict ship and knowing in their hearts and in their heads like that they'll probably never see each other, but in their hearts hoping against hope that they will. You know, so that
we're actually playing the music right now as you're speaking, Cathal, so people can hear this beautiful air as you're telling the story. It really is a very striking air.
Sure.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the book is Athan Rye. It's available on Amazon and Kindle, and you can go to CathalDunn.com and order the book directly from Cathal. So, Cathal, I just want to thank you so much for being my guest on the New York Irish Hour today. And I know our listeners are going to love the book, and I wish you all the best with it.
Andy, you're a gent. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
It seemed life had no answers for me, no special meaning or plan. Could I be a happy man? Then just like in a love song, you're here, making each day seem so clear. Now I can smile, I'm a happy man. I'm in love and I'm alive, happy man. Got the sun inside. happened to you. This love I'm feeling inside, girl, you've made me a happy man. And I will share a lifetime with you, making our dreams all come true. Now I can smile, I'm a happy man. I'm in love and I'm alive, happy man. Got the sun inside, happy man. I've got a girl on my mind, love in my heart.
That's Cathal Dunn with his 1979 hit song, Happy Man. Cathal represented Ireland and Israel that year with that great song in the Eurovision Song Contest. Here's my Denver.
Weren't we the railroad stock? Spend the evening getting locked in the Ace of Hearts, where the high stools were engaging. Over the footbridge down by the dock, the boat she sailed at 5 o'clock. Hurry now, lads, says Wackar, before we're there, sure we'll all be back. Carry him if you can. All the crack was 90 in the Isle of Man. Before we reached the Alexander base, the ding-dong we did surely raise. In the bar of the boat had great sport, as the ship she sailed out from the port. Landed up in the Douglas Head, inquired for a vacant bed. In the dining room soon was shown by a decent woman from up the road. Hit it if you can. All the crack was 90 in the Isle of Man. Next morning went for a ramble round to see the sights of Douglas town. We all went in for a mighty session in the pub they called Dick Darby's. All being drunk be 3:30, to sober up we went swimming in the sea. Back to the digs for the spruce up while waiting for the Rosie. We all drew up our plan. All the crack was 90 in the Isle of Man. That night we went to the Texas bar. We came back down by horse and car. Met Big Jim and we all went in for to drink some wine in the Yates's. The Liverpool girls, it was said, were all to be met in the Douglas Head. McShane was there in his tie and shirt. Them foreign girls he was trying to flirt, saying, here girls, I'm your man. All the crack was 90 in the Isle of Man. Hey! Fancied his good looks with an Isle of Man woman, he was struck. Liverpool lad was fireside and he pegging the jar into her. Wacker thought he'd take a chance, so he asked the fair one out to dance. Around the floor they stepped it out, and to Wacker was no bother. Everything was going to plan. All the crack was 90 in the Isle of Man. The Isle of Man woman fancied Whack. Your man stood there till his mates came back. And Whack they all whacked into Whack, and Whack was landed on his back. The Douglas force arrived as well, landed a couple of belts as well. Ended up in the Douglas jail until the Dublin boat had sailed. Deported every man. All the crack was 90 in the Isle of Man. Oh,
That's Mike Denver on the New York Irish Hour. Here's a brand new release from a duo based in New York, Susan and Gerard. Susan Gillespie is from County Mayo and has written a song about having to leave her home in sweet Killala Bay.
I grew up never thinking I'd have to leave someday. And even in my dreaming, it seems so far away. Then suddenly it came around and I had to leave my home. I never thought when as a child from Mayo I would roam. Oh Mayo, how I love you. I think of you each day. And the years that I spent growing up on sweet Killala Bay. In the spring we'd gather daffodils from the gentry's land. In the summer we'd go fishing, pick cockles off Barger Strand. On summer nights the music played all through Killala Town. The jigs, the reels, the waltzes were danced into the ground. Oh Mayo, how I love you. And I think of you each day. And the years that I spent growing up on sweet Killala Bay. I never thought of leaving that life I knew so well. But all too soon the times have changed and I have to say farewell. And now I live in Boston. It's now become my home. But Killala's still a part of me, no matter where I go. Oh Mayo, how I love you. And I think of you each day. And the years that I spent growing up on sweet Killala Bay. I think of you each day. And the years that I spent growing up on sweet Killala Bay.
That's Susan and Gerard with their latest, My Sweet Killala Bay. It's time now for a Seamus pick. Seamus Bow from Limerick, Ireland, now residing in the Irish Catskill Mountains in East Orem, New York, has picked a track from a duo, Byrne and Kelly. What began as Celtic Thunders, Neil Byrne and Ryan Kelly, has turned into what is now known as Byrne and Kelly. Here they are with the 1980s Bagatelle classic, Summer in Dublin.
Take me away from the city, lead me to where I can be on my own. I wanted to see you now that I have. I just want to be left alone. I always remember your kind words, and I still remember your name. But I've seen you changing and turning, and I know that things just won't be the same. Remember that summer in Dublin. And the leafy ears, it stank like hell. And the young people walking on Grafton Street, everyone looking so well. I wanna sing a song I heard somewhere called Rock and Roll Never Forgets. And my humming was smothered by a 46A and the scream of a low-flying jet. So I jumped on a bus to Dunleary, and stopping off to pick up my guitar. And a drunk on the bus told me how to get rich. I was glad that we weren't going too far. Trying to find a place where I can hear the wind and the birds and the sea on the rocks, where open roads always are near. And if sometimes I tire of the quiet and I wanna walk back up that hill, I'll just get on the road and I'll stick out my thumb, 'cause I know for sure you'll be there still. Summer in Dublin, and the leafy ears, it stank like hell, and the young people walking on Grafton Street, everyone looking so well. I was singing a song I heard somewhere called Rock and Roll Never Forgets, and my humming was smothered by a 46A, the scream of a low-flying jet. I remember that summer in Dublin.
Connect with Irish Music Magazine in North America and Canada this summer by signing up at irishmusicshopping.com/subscribe. Featuring Milwaukee Irish Fest and Summer School, Dublin Irish Festival, Ohio, Goderich Celtic Roots Festival, plus Pittsburgh, Iowa, Michigan, Peoria, La Crosse, Celtic Colors and Rejigged Festivals, among others. Also, interviews with Rory Makeham, Bree Dean, Meg LeGrand, Derek Warfield and the Young Wolftones, El Marie O'Dwyer, and Katie Grennan. Explore the history of Ireland and music, and learn to play an instrument. Read about the living legends and the latest album releases, and so much more. Become a part of our community. Follow us on Facebook at TradIMM. Irish Music Magazine, supporting cultural traditions every month for over 25 years.
Hi, I'm Paddy McCarthy. I am the CEO of the Irish Examiner USA online newspaper. It's here you will find all the news of the day in Ireland and Irish America. This year, our digital content is expected to be in the hands of at least 100,000 Irish and Irish Americans each month. So, join us at www.irishexaminerusa.com. And don't forget to check our digital edition of our paper that comes out every Wednesday afternoon. We also invite you to be part of our email community. Ireland and Irish America come together at the Irish Examiner USA. You will love it.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Join me, Andy Cooney, and my world-famous Irish band, along with 40 musicians and entertainers, on my 24th Cruise of Irish Stars. We'll be leaving from Fort Lauderdale on Sunday, January 29th, 2023, on the magnificent Regal Princess and cruising to the Eastern Caribbean. We'll stop in the Bahamas, San Juan, the Dominican Republic, and Grand Turks and Caicos. Performing for us will be the renowned Ronan Tynan, the Druids, comedian Mick Thomas, Dee Riley, Tom Comerford, the Screaming Orphans, the Burns Brothers, the New York Tenors, Paul Duffy, the Willie Lynch Band, and the Catskills Cayley Band. We'll have daily mass celebrated by Father Francis Pizzarelli. Prices start at $1,099. Your price also includes unlimited Wi-Fi, prepaid gratuities, and ready for this? The premier drink package. That's right, open bar all week long. Call travel professionals right away, toll free at 800-724-9511. That's 800-724-9511, or go to cruiseofirishstars.com. That's cruiseofirishstars.com.
I have fallen for another, she can make her own way. And even if she asks me now, I'd let her go alone. Used to see her up the chapel when she went to Sunday Mass. And when she'd go up to receive, I'd kneel down there and watch her pass.
The glory of the lass. I used to love her, I used to love her once. A long, long time ago, I used to love her.
Young one Thursday night, and she's into free expression. And her mission is to rid the world of this shameful repression.
Then we had a session. I used to love her, I used to love her once. A long, long time ago, I used to love her. I used to love her once. A long, long time ago, it's gone.
Welcome back, everyone. That's Celtic Thunder kicking off part three of the New York Irish Hour. Here's a recording I did way back in 2002 with Joni Madden. We put a Celtic approach on this Tom Waits classic. This is Martha.
Operator number, please. It's been so many years. She'll remember my old voice while I fight the tears. Hello, hello there, is this Martha? This is old Tom Frost. I am calling long distance. Don't worry about the cost. It's been 40 years or more now, Martha, please recall and meet me out for coffee, where we'll talk about it all. And those were days of roses, poetry and Rose and Martha, all I had was you, and all you had was me. There were no tomorrows. We packed away our sorrows, and we saved it for a rainy day. I feel so much older now, and you're much older too. How's the husband? How's the kids? You know, I got married too. Lucky that you found someone to make you feel secure. We were all so young and foolish. Now we are mature. And those were days of roses, poetries and prose, and Martha, all I had was you, and all you had was me. There were no tomorrows, we packed away our sorrows, and we saved it for a rainy day. I was always so impulsive, I guess that I still am. But all that really mattered then was that I was a man. I guess that our being together was never meant to be. Oh, but Martha, oh Martha, I love you, can't you see? And those were days of roses, poetry and prose, and Martha, all I had was you, and all you had was me. There were no tomorrows, we packed away our sorrows, and we saved it for a rainy day. I remember quiet evenings, trembling close to you.
What a great song written by Tom Waits. I hope you enjoyed our version. We were in County Westmeath on my musical tour of Ireland, and I met up with an old friend, Tom Allen, in a pub called the Three Jolly Pigeons. Hi, Tom, and welcome to the New York Irish Hour.
Well, thanks, Andy. It's good to be with you. I suppose Tom Allen, the woman. Who's Tom Allen?
Yes, and you know what? This man, Tom Allen, a close friend of mine, but he is adored in Ireland, and he's known as T.R. Dallas, one of the great country artists here in Ireland. And we're right here in the Midlands. We're in a little town here, if I remember. Tom, what town are we in?
We're in the village of Tang in County Westmeath on the Longford border at a very famous pub called the Three Jolly Pigeons. This is the heart of Ireland. We're almost in the very centre of Ireland, overlooking Loch Ree on one side and Kilkenny West, which is an area on the other side, near Glasson Village.
And we can hear people are having a good time here tonight, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, listen, it's an honor to have you here, TR, and you are a beloved entertainer here. You've had a wonderful career for, my God, it has to be 50 years.
Yeah, my first song was in 1970, which is 52 years.
52 years, wow. You're only getting going.
I'm trying to slow down, Andy, but it's not easy when you're in show business, you know. You don't ever want to give up. But it's great, and this pub here we're in today, the Three Jolly Pigeons, is one of the oldest establishments in the country. It's a fabulous place, very famous for various reasons, not alone where the three counties meet, Longford, Westmeath.
Oh, what a great song. We're going to play that one. But listen, let me ask you something, TR. You're going to have to tell us the story of how this all came about, how TR Dallas was born from Tom Allen.
Well, it's very simple, Andy, and I'll make it as short as I can, but it happened where back in 1980, I was working in an office in Dublin looking after a couple of bands along with Donny Cassidy and CMR Records. Somebody threw in a cassette tape and said, have a listen to that. You might get a laugh. We played this tape. It came from Cork. A fella called Rocky Stone wrote a song called Who Shot J.R. Ewing?
Oh, wow, that was, yeah, back in the 80s.
Yeah, when Dallas was huge. I recorded it on a Sunday. We got the Late Late the following weekend in RTE. And the song was in the charts a couple of weeks later, and the rest is history. So I went from being Tom Allen to TR Dallas because of JR. They used TR as a stage name and Dallas instead of Allen, and the rest is history.
Wow. Well, I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is a beloved entertainer here in Ireland, and I've been honored to know him for probably 30 years.
A long time, yeah, a long time.
A long, long time. Just one of the great people I've met on my journey. Well, TR, thanks so much for being a part of the New York Irish Hour. It was truly an honor to have you here today.
Thanks, Andy, and thanks for asking me to have a few words. I'm delighted you did, and yeah, I hope to see you soon again.
I'm strolling for a while through my memory, and I'll tell you of times long ago, when we walked to school summer and winter, barefoot through the fields we would go. I remember our little thatched cottage and the half door led into the hall, the crane o'er the fire in the kitchen, and the grandfather clock on the wall. The stout it was cured with the poker, and Putjean the secure the flu. The bacon it hung from the ceiling. Sure, the story I tell you is true. We went to church every Sunday, and grandfather wore his best hat. The preacher, he spoke from the altar, and all the women in different seats sat. Matchmaking was part of tradition, and the rambling house filled up at night. The tailor, he told the ghost stories. All the children, they'd shiver with fright. This doubt, it was cured with the poker, and Putjean, the set cure the flu. The bacon, it hung from the ceiling. Sure, the story I tell you is true. Sound of the anvil and the burning horse hoof we could smell. When we passed the forge door in the evening with the water we fetched from the well. We spancled the cows before milking, tied the horse to the wall through the shoe. His collar and hames, the winkers and reins and the harness, we kept them like new. The stout, it was cured with the poker, and Putjean, the set cured the flu. The bacon, it hung from the ceiling. Sure, the story I'll tell you is true. For miles to the fair in the darkness, with our animals we walked with delight. When the wheeling and dealing was over, everyone waited on for the fight. Now I hope in telling this story, I haven't detained you too long. But there's so much more I must tell you, someday in some other song. This doubt, it was cured with the poker, and Putjean, the set cure the flu. The bacon, it hung from the ceiling. Sure, the story I'll tell you is true. Sure, that story I've told you is true.
That's T.R. Dallas on the New York Irish Hour. Well, from Westmeath, we went on to Kilkenny and had dinner with our gang at Kittler's Inn. Performing for us that night was a group called Drops of Green. They were fabulous. Here they are with Say You Love Me.
Oh, I've waited for you, and I've always been true. This waiting no longer I can stand. I know that you've had time to make up your mind. I've waited as long as I can. I've waited for you to say you love me, and long for the day you take my hand. I asked again last night for your love so divine. I've waited as long as I can. Done all I can do, said all I can say. Oh, why can't I make you understand? I've wanted you for mine, I've wasted my time. I've waited as long as I can. I've waited for you to say you love me, and long for the day you take my hand. I asked again last night for your love so divine. I've waited as long as I can. By the tears roll from my eye, for you have made it clear that I can't win. Nobody will know the pain I've been through. I've waited as long as I can. I've waited for you to say you love me, and long for the day you take my hand. I asked again last night for your love so divine. I've waited as long as I can. I've waited for you to say you love me, and long for the day you take my hand. I asked again last night for your love so divine. I've waited as long as I can.
Well, that's all the time we have. You can follow the New York Irish Hour on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, or wherever you stream your favorite podcast. Please visit our Facebook page. Type in NY Irish Music Hour. It's there we can connect, make requests, and have a bit of fun. Special thanks to our sponsors, Irish Music Magazine, IrishExamineruSA.com, and Tourism Ireland. Before you plan your trip to Ireland, visit ireland.com. I'm Andy Cooney, and thanks for tuning in to the New York Irish Hour.